Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
This will be your undoing if you don't stop. There is one thing at the root of the downfall of so many powerful people. There was Xerxes, enraged at the imprudence of the Greeks, whose anger drove him to overreach and underestimate his foe. There was Nixon, ranting and raving about his enemies, authorizing retaliation that he would come to regret, saying things on tape that would drive him from office. Even when anger hasn't utterly destroyed a person, it still causes them massive problems. Ask Harry Truman, who sent his fair share of angry letters, whether he wished he could have grabbed many of them back before they were delivered. Ask Elon Musk, who has sent emails and tweets he wishes he could take back. Ask Kanye West, who lashed out at his wife publicly when she tried to get him help for his mental illness. The Stoics knew that what we did out of anger in the rush of passion was almost always the wrong thing. Athenodorus, an early Stoic who tutored the Emperor Augustus, gave these parting words to his powerful student. "Whenever you feel yourself getting angry, Caesar," he told him, "don't say or do anything until you've repeated the 24 letters of the alphabet to yourself." It's a simple rule. Before you do anything out of anger, pause, let it sit, count, go for a run, sing that song Mr. Rogers liked, go to bed, read a book, call a friend, take a piss. What you do doesn't matter. What matters is what you don't do. Don't say the first thing that pops into your head. Don't meet anger with anger, fire with fire, tit for tat. Don't charge in throwing punches. What's done in anger is the source of one's doing. At the very least, it's the source of headaches and drama and needless problems, which is why we must pause, which is why we have to stop before anger gets the best of us. What's in your way is the way. Obstacles are a fact of life. Even the most powerful and lucky of us are not exempt from this reality. But we have a superpower at our hands through Stoic philosophy, in that our purposes, our intentions, our attitudes can adapt to any conditions to find a way forward. The Stoics talk about acting with a reserve clause that allows us to reconsider and set a new course of action if needed. And Marcus Aurelius tells us that any obstacle can actually become raw material for a new purpose. So that's what you should think about today and this week. How might the obstacles you're facing reveal a new path? And this is from the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 days of writing and reflection on the art of living. Every week we have a sort of a daily meditation. And we've got three quotes from Marcus Aurelius along these lines today. "While it's true that someone can impede our actions, they can't impede our intentions or our attitudes, which have the power of being conditional and adaptable. For the mind adapts and converts any obstacle to its actions into a means of achieving it. And that which is the obstacle to action is turned to advance action. The obstacle on the path becomes the way." That's Meditations 5:20. Marcus also says in 8:35, just as nature turns to its own purpose, any obstacle or any opposition sets its place in the destined order and co-opts it, so every rational person can convert any obstacle into the raw material for their own purpose. And then Meditations 8:32, so clearly he thinks about this a lot. He says, you must build up your life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible. And no one can keep you from this. But there will be some external obstacle. Perhaps, he says, but no obstacle to acting with justice, self-control, and wisdom. But what if some area of my action is thwarted? Well, gladly accept the obstacle for what it is and shift your attention to what is given. And another action will immediately take its place, one that better fits the life you are building. And as you know, this is what I built The Obstacle is the Way Around, these ideas. Let me read you Gregory Hayes' translation in that same line, 520, because it's obviously been so instrumental to me. And I think Hayes does it quite well also. And it's interesting, he's clearly referring, Marcus, not to a specific kind of obstacle, difficult people. In a sense, people are our proper occupation. This is Meditations 520. Our job is to do them good and put up with them. But when they obstruct our proper tasks, they become irrelevant to us, like the sun, wind, or animals. Our actions may be impeded by them, but there can be no impeding our intentions or our dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes the obstacle to our acting. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. And then let's look at the Robin Waterfield translation of the same line. From one point of view, nothing is more proper to me than a human being, insofar as it's my job to do people good and tolerate them. But insofar as some people threaten my proper work, I count a human being as just another indifferent, no less than the sun or the wind or a wild animal. These things may impede some of my activities, but they can't impede my impulses or my state of mind, because I have powers of reservation and adaptation. The mind can adapt and alter every impediment to action to serve its purpose. Something that might have hindered a task contributes to it instead, and something that was an obstacle on the road helps you on your way. And then here's Waterfield's note. He says, again, Marcus stresses the independence of the mind and the possibility of seeing the world in a positive light. So it doesn't matter which translation you read, the message is the same. Stuff happens, stuff gets in our way, but it presents us the opportunity to do something different. So in this sense, the obstacle is the way. It's not that, you know, life erects this wall in front of you and the way is through that wall. It's that when the door shuts, a window opens. It's that when you wanted everything to go well and then someone screws it up, now it's a chance to practice patience. Now it's a chance to practice forgiveness. Now it's a chance to start over. Now it's a chance to, you know, extricate yourself from this toxic relationship, whatever it is, right? What Marcus is saying is that everything that happens in life, every obstacle, as maddening and frustrating and as painful as they might be, they are opportunities to practice a different virtue, that virtue is always the way, and that nothing stops us from being able to do that. I just love that passage so much. If I had the time, I'd grab the Pierre Hadot chapter on this very idea, which also helped inspire The Obstacle is the Way. He talks about sort of the art of turning obstacles upside down. To me, this is a central practice in Stoicism. It's why I've got it tattooed on my arm. It's why I wrote a book about it. It's why we talk about it so much. This idea of amor fati, we accept and then we use what's happened to our advantage. That's the essence of Stoicism. I hope that inspires you a little bit today. People are our proper occupation. We tolerate them. We put up with them. And all the obstacles they roll into our way, all the problems they cause us, are actually not problems, but opportunities to practice the very virtues of courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom. That's what we're doing here. And by the way, we do have the new leather-bound edition of The Obstacle is the Way, which comes with the Obstacle is the Way challenge coin as well. Really proud of this thing. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/obstacleleather. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.